Ho, ho, ho. Welcome to episode 40, Christmas edition. 'Tis the season to be jolly and stressed out. Yeah, we'll talk about that. All right, everybody, and welcome to episode 40 of the CCB Health and Fitness Podcast. I am your host, your friendly neighborhood kinesiologist, Ryan. And yeah, this is our 2018, I guess, Christmas edition. It just happens to fall right around that time of year. And it is the season to be jolly and to be thankful. But it's also very interesting how all the stuff we've talked about over the year really all combines and culminates into this episode perfectly. So we talk about proper amounts of exercise. We talk about proper eating habits. We talk about mental health and how, you know, to stay stress-free and to stay happy and healthy in that regard. And it's very funny how, you know, the most wonderful time of the year, so to speak, can be one of the most trying times of the year. You know, once you sort of hit that spiral of December through January 1st, it's just this mess of parties and outings and lack of sunshine and lack of good weather and lack of exercise and obligations and money and just it's fantastic, but it's always funny how by January 1st or 2nd, we're all taking that sigh of relief that, you know, it's kind of over for another year. So today really wanted to talk about all of those particular aspects and just to give you reminders on, you know, maybe some tips and tricks on how to get through the holiday season, enjoying it the best you can, but also being mindful of what it could be doing to you, both physically and mentally. So let's look at all the different challenges and all the different things we did this year in terms of our 150 challenge, in terms of our mindful eating, and then in terms of all of our discussions on, you know, being happy and healthy mentally. So if we start with the physical activity side of things and we look at just the year as it comes to an end in general, let's not even think about Christmas necessarily, but think about, unless you're some of our friends out on the West Coast who, you know, seem to enjoy lovely weather all year round, you know, if you're kind of anywhere else in Canada, heck, if you're in the prairies, it's wintertime in August basically, but anywhere else in the country, you're getting that colder weather, you're getting that lack of sunshine, and it just leads to that seasonal affective disorder for a lot of people. And even if you don't suffer from it outright, pretty much everybody feels some effect of it. So what happens is, you know, it's funny how our motivation ebbs and flows with the daylight, but when the daylight is short, for a lot of people, it really kicks your motivation in the pants. And so you don't feel like going out because it's dark or it's cold, right? So it's cold in the morning when you get up, or it gets cold really early in the evening. You don't want to have to put on 5-6 layers of clothes just to go for a walk, or the hassle of going through snow to go to the bus stop, to go to the gym. Getting your regular physical activity is just cumbersome. It's just hard to do when the weather turns junky. And then add on top of that all the Christmas obligations, all the Christmas parties, all the things that we have to do, and it just makes it so exercise kind of doesn't happen. So how do we fix that? Well, you know, we really can't fix Mother Nature. So I think the key is, and it might be surprising to hear me say this, but almost giving yourself a bit of a free pass, not a total free pass, because if you give yourself a total free pass and you just let December fly by without any physical activity, you're just going to feel wretched. You're just going to feel terrible. Any of those extra holiday pounds are going to creep up and you'll be surprised in January. And, you know, you'll be starting kind of fresh from a training standpoint in January. So what I'm saying about a free pass is, basically, don't stress about it as much as you normally would. You know, the holiday seasons can be full of stress anyways. Just look for those extra little opportunities anywhere you can. So it goes back to the very basics, right? It goes back to being consistent. We may not be able to get in our really long walks outside due to the weather, due to the conditions and being busy. We may not be able to get to the gym as frequently. So really what you want to do is look at, you know, your frequency, intensity, type, and time. So, you know, your time might be something that's really limited. The type of exercise might be limited as well. You might not be able to walk outside as much as you normally like to. Intensity might be limited as well. But I think frequency and intensity are two things that you could really focus on here to really keep yourself going in the right direction. So what I mean by that is if we can't do the big, long, epic workouts, then focus on the smaller, shorter, more intense type of things. So shorter walks, but try to walk more briskly. Finding the stairs anywhere you can, right? Up and down the stairs. Even if it sounds silly, but you have a basement and you have maybe 8 or 9 steps, use that, right? Say, okay, I'm going to set my watch for 10 minutes and I'm going to go up and down the stairs, up and down the stairs, right? Yes, it's not this big, huge, epic workout, but it's something, right? And it's something that you can squeeze in. Body weight exercises, you know, the various body weight exercises like squats or lunges or planks, step ups, you know, up and down steps, push ups, setting your timer again for 10 minutes and picking 3 exercises and just going through them, doing like 5 repetitions of each. So 5 squats, 5 push ups, 5 lunges, and just going round and round and round for 10 minutes. Certainly that's going to get your heart rate up. Certainly that's going to help you break a sweat. It's going to burn off some tension, burn off some stress, and it's going to help keep that exercise quotient sort of in check. So you don't have to feel guilty about not having these big, long, epic workouts in the month of December due to the weather conditions and due to time, but you can work around that by doing shorter, slightly more intense, and very frequent bouts of physical activity and giving yourself a bit of a break, giving yourself a little bit of a free pass, knowing that December just isn't going to be the best month of exercise for most people. So that'd be my suggestion in terms of December holiday season exercise, short, frequent, and more intense. So then we look at the next equation. And what is that next equation? So we look at mindful eating. When we did our mindful eating challenge, it was all about finding the proper balance, right? There are so many different types of nutritional directions out there that you could take, and we've covered this before. You know, I'm sort of a down the middle kind of guy where, you know, a law of averages. If you follow the Canadian Food Guide and you have on average a healthful diet, you should be in the right direction. But yeah, we've got lots of people out there that follow a keto diet or a vegetarian diet or an Atkins diet, etc. I would say December is not the time to introduce any sort of new diet. Really what we are trying to do in December is really the epitome of mindful eating. We tend to graze a lot over the holiday season. We tend to always have some sort of obligation to go to an office party, a community gathering, a year-end celebration. And there's generally always a bowl full of snacks or treats available to us in close range. So we're always grazing. So we may not be very mindful of the amount that we're eating. So my suggestions over the holiday season will be really two things, I guess. One, in terms of what you're eating, try to be more mindful of the choices that are in front of you. So in terms of food, you know, we've got the potato chips, we've got the brownies and the cookies and the chocolates and all sorts of stuff. But then there's generally usually, you know, a meat and cheese tray or a veggie tray or a fruit tray. Ultimately, it's a balance of if you're going to have, you know, 3 or 4 cookies, then try to balance that out with, you know, some carrot sticks and some celery or some fruit, right? It's not a sense to deprive yourself because, again, it's the holidays, right? And the more you stress about trying to be perfect, the worse it is, right? So I always say if you're grabbing something that's maybe a little not so healthy for you, try to grab something that's a little bit healthy at the same time, put them both on the plate, and make sure they're both gone before you go and get seconds. Same thing with consuming liquids, right? So generally there's an abundance of alcoholic beverages or sugary beverages, hot chocolates, you know, pops, etc. It's balancing that out. So every time you have maybe an alcoholic beverage, balance that out with a glass of water, right? Every time you have, you know, a sugary hot chocolate, maybe balance that out with a glass of water or a cup of tea, right? So being mindful to balance out the healthy with, or sort of the unhealthy with the healthy. I think really being mindful of what your choices are when you are actually eating. So the second thing really is trying to have a portion control. Really hard to do because, as I just mentioned, we're grazing. So we're always eating something. And it's really, really tough to really keep a good mindset on how much did we actually consume. And again, the more you stress about it, the more you worry about, oh my gosh, how much am I eating? You know, actually that's a downward spiral, right? So we're trying to eliminate stress. We're trying to make the holiday seasons easier for you. So I would think, you know, in terms of portion control, walking away from the snack table. So grabbing that small plate of balanced snacks, right? Healthy and maybe less healthy snacks, walking away, going to sit down. It's the ones that kind of stand and hover by the snack table, right? That tend to overdo it. I know my trick is I love potato chips. I love salty treats. So if there's a bowl of potato chips in front of me, I know the key is to either walk away from it or to push the bowl like to the other end of the table. And I know, you know, in our family, even on non-holiday occasions, we do that. It's like, oh my gosh, get these away from me, because you just keep consuming them, right? Somebody puts down a box of chocolates in front of you, you're just going to want to keep consuming them because they're there and they're free and they're tasty. So walk away, move yourself from the situation, remove yourself from that situation, so you have a little bit of time to come up for a bit of a breather, okay? That would be my suggestion for mindful eating, right? Balancing your healthy and unhealthy and trying to figure out how to have healthier portions. So the last really big thing coming down to the holidays really does surround mental health, right? It surrounds, man, I mean, we could talk about this forever, but it surrounds the dynamics of people who have all these family obligations. So they're feeling stressed because they feel they need to impress family members, or they need to socialize with family members they've not seen in a long time, or they're having unhappy relationships with. Conversely, people that don't have family to go and hang out with during the holidays, right? There's the lonely time for many people out there. You know, mental illness is really, really high with the holiday season because of, you know, depression and anxiety of people that are alone and just don't have that social network. So how do we surround that, right? Well, if you are one of those people that have family members that you're just not loving so much, right? Or you feel like you're just a bit overwhelmed. Again, I'm not a psychologist, so this is certainly something I can't give you all the answers on. And for sure, if you're really, really struggling with it, then absolutely go talk to somebody, right? Call your local mental health association and get somebody to talk to who is a professional, because, you know, the whole thing now in the last few years is really taking the stigma away from people suffering from mental illness, right? There's nothing wrong with admitting that, you know, you struggle maybe with a bit of anxiety, a bit of depression, a bit of suicidal thoughts. I mean, this is just reality. We all deal with it on some level. So my biggest piece of advice is, if you really are struggling with it to a deeper degree, is really seeking out that mental health professional and not being ashamed about it and not having any worry about what other people will think, because it's ultimately about you and making sure that you're living a happy, healthy life. So yeah, on the deeper level, certainly seek professional help. On a more mild level, you know, you could take the approach of again, distancing yourself from that situation. So if you're really forced to be in the same area with your family that's stressing you out, you know, trying to do it in little spurts, right? So you're socializing with them and then try to take a breather, go for a walk, something like that. If you're somebody who doesn't have a lot of family around you on Christmas and over the holidays, reaching out to the network that you do have. I mean, you do have, if you're listening to this podcast, you're part of a network, right? You've got the CCB in terms of our head office, who could help put you in touch with a local chapter in your area, or just another member in your area, somebody to talk to. You could always reach out to talk to us at the CCB Health and Fitness Program. You can reach out just to any friend, any neighbor, going to the local, oftentimes churches have sort of social dinners, United Ways have social dinners, finding those resources within your area, and just trying to connect on some level. It's really tough, right? I know individuals who, you know, are away from home, right? They've got lots of friends and family, but they're still away from home. And it's just tough, right? So finding those little connections here and there certainly can help. But again, if the loneliness and the sadness or the depression really is something that's you feeling weighing you down and really becoming overwhelming, again, seeking out that professional help, right? This is really a big time of year for people seeking professional mental health advice. The holidays can be that stressful, right? It can be a great time, but it can also be a super stressful time. I mean, we won't even get into the whole money side. I'm not going to talk to you about how to manage your money, but ultimately, you know, right now it's seemingly all about, you know, what we're buying for each other and what we want and the material goods. And again, we could go on and on and on about this. But it's really about managing your needs and your wants and your money. So then come January, you're not stuck with that really big, expensive, visa bill. I think it's mid to late January. Actually, I think it's late January, they say, is generally one of the saddest times of the year, because it's you're coming down from that high of the holidays, and then you get the visa bill and all the bills from the holidays, and it's just this bleak kind of heavy weight that is on a lot of people. So, you know, trying to follow a lot of these little tips, in terms of exercise, in terms of mindful eating, in terms of trying to take care of your social and your mental health, hopefully will help you come out the other side in January and February when it's still yucky and winter out. Hopefully it helps you come out the other side with a bit more optimism and a bit brighter outlook and a little less stress on you. So certainly I am no expert in managing all of the holiday stresses. These are basically tips and tricks that I would use personally and I would suggest to people. I battle a lot of this just like you guys, right? Trying to battle to find the proper amount of exercise, the mindful eating and drinking, battling the stress and the expectations of the holidays. But don't be afraid to take a breather. Don't be afraid to step away from it all. And don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help if needed. It is a wonderful time of year. It's a time of year to be thankful, a time of year to really celebrate the friends and the family that you do have, the network that you have here with the CCB, and really reflect on what a year it has been and on what a year will be upcoming. So have a super awesome Merry Christmas, everybody. The next time you'll hear from me will be I don't even know what we're going to call it yet, but basically our New Year's resolution, our kicking off to 2019 planning ahead episode. But for now, go enjoy the holiday season. Enjoy your family and friends. Enjoy a few extra treats here and there. And we are very thankful that you've stuck with us throughout the year. And we wish you all a super duper Merry Christmas. And from Oak and I and everybody at the CCB Health and Fitness Program, have an awesome Christmas. Cheers.